Welcome back to another Legislative Update program. And of course, Legislative Update getting a little busier here because obviously things winding down with the state budget and coronavirus. And certainly we probably should address coronavirus and at first and foremost, because that's what's on everybody's mind right now. And then we'll, unfortunately, that's probably bigger on people's mind right now than the state budget. Senator Westerville, Senator Humphreys, Stan Humphreys, Senator Whitney Westerville with us today, and Representative Myron Dawson, Representative Lynn Beckler joining us by phone. And Senators, you guys were in Frankfort yesterday, and tell us where we are with things.
Well, first I want to reassure everybody that state government, both the executive branch, legislative branch, and the judicial branch have taken in some cases, some unprecedented measures to make sure we try to mitigate the spread of the virus. After speaking with Dr. Ralph Alvarado, our fellow senator from Winchester, and looking at the materials that have been shared by both the administration here locally in Kentucky and other health experts, I'm not a health expert. It seems like the virus is it's not a serious virus in and of itself. The problem is having so many people get it all at the same time in a really short span of time. Mm-hmm. It can overwhelm the system. One of the things the governor has repeatedly asked people to do, if you've got questions or concerns, call the hotline. There are a lot of people asking for tests and things that don't have any symptoms. They're trying not to. We've only had, and I'm looking at the state's website that's been posted, and I can give you that web address here in a second, but as of 5 p.m. last night, Eastern time, we had 153 people tested in Kentucky. 139 of those were negative, 14 positive in the state. There was some word late on the Twitter machine last night, after this timeline here, indicating there may be another one or two, so we might be as high as 16. So they're trying to make sure that the right people get these tests, that people who don't have symptoms don't just rush our emergency rooms and overwhelm our system, because that's what can cause the trouble. There's an 800 number. Encourage folks to call it if you have questions. It's 800-722-5725. That's 1-800-722-5725. That's the COVID-19 hotline here in Kentucky. You can ask questions, find out what's going on, and get some information, and hopefully answers to your questions. The website is KYCOVID19. So KYCOVID19.ky.gov. So just go there for your information, or follow us and listen to us, or give us a shout, and we'll point you to this same resource. In the meantime, the legislature shut down on Friday. Even before Friday, guys, we had some unprecedented steps. They cleared out the seats in the cafeteria, put tables on top of other tables to keep people from sitting down there and congregating in our committee rooms. The Judiciary Committee is normally one of the bigger rooms, and they took out about 2/3 of the seats. And the seats were all 5 and 6 feet apart that were left, so it left a lot. The whole point is to just keep people from being too close to one another. So we're taking those sorts of steps. We're also shut down on Monday of next week. But I'll remind you and the listeners, we've got two rules we've got to abide by between now and the end. We can only gavel in 60 times, and we got to be done by April 15th. So we have whatever flexibility the leadership in both chambers want to use to get us to that point. We can't go more than 60 times, mm-hmm. and we can't go one day past April 15th. Regardless of what happens or what we pass or don't pass, that's as much as we can go. We're going to continue to evaluate it. We'll get there. We'll get information just over the course of the weekend. And when we show up on Monday, find out whether or not more cases have cropped up, and leadership will make decisions about how the schedule will change from there.
Maybe a good spot, a bright spot I saw in the Courier Journal here on Saturday morning is we're recording this, so the first confirmed coronavirus patient fully recovered.
Yeah, fully recovered.
Hospital.
That's right.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is. Well, and in fact, if you look at over in Wuhan and some of the places in mainland China where the numbers are already starting to decline, what's difficult, and that's a really reassuring thing for me and makes me feel better, but I also know they had to take in truly unprecedented, very drastic steps to contain it and stop the spread, shutting down entirely an entire section of a country from all traffic, all everybody, all movement whatsoever. The United States hadn't done that yet. Italy's had to do the same thing. I just encourage you to, if you're wanting information, stick to what these what the website says here that the state of Kentucky has put up, what the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put up. And I think you can go to cdc.gov and find that information there. So stick to those sources. Don't rely on what you heard at the supermarket. Buy the toilet paper aisle, for goodness sake. Just treat each other with kindness and compassion. Keep your distance away from the folks that are most at risk. If you're in the older age category, a senior citizen, or if you're a loved one who has a senior citizen in your family, I would keep distance. I'd keep kids away. Amanda and I are going to keep us and the kids away from my mom and her parents for a bit. Just to, as out of an abundance of caution, we're thankful FaceTime's out there. Absolutely. So we can still visit every day. So we're going to take those precautions because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Sure, sure.
In the meantime, we're going to still do the people's work in the legislative branch. We've got a budget to pass. Above everything else, we've got a budget to pass. And there are still some other bills. We'll see how much time we have left to get all that done.
I have to say, and you guys can kind of comment where you want to, Representative Beckler, Representative Dossett, Representative Humphreys as well, Senator Westfield. Seems like the governor's been handling this thing pretty well. He's been top of it. He's really...
I do want to say that, Alan, and that's what I was going to mention. We all are big boys here. We understand how this thing works out, and we understand when somebody messes up, we call them out on them. That's what you do. But I also want to say that I do commend the governor for his being proactive. He took a few shots because of some of the language, maybe, or some of the comments how he got the message out there. But I do want to commend him for his willingness to be proactive in trying to find a way to help a lot of communities across the state of Kentucky this week. I think that we should acknowledge that was a good thing that's happened this week. I think because of the proactive approach that was taken, I think we're going to be able to limit some of the transmission that's going to go from one community to the next. And we're taking proactive steps at the LRC to try to find ways to limit our exposure and the exposure we may be providing to others. You know, some of these transmissions take place in tight-knit areas, and that's where, you know, I think some even our church, Alan, that you and I go to, is going to be changing its services for tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, I think we have to be open-minded enough to know that there is a science behind this phenomenon that's taking place. As I was driving in yesterday late and I was taking several phone calls, I was thinking, and one of the conversations I had was, as you remember back in the day when you, the old sci-fi movies about how strange things could be that quickly. And this is kind of one of those weeks. We've had the stock market who's tumbled, who's free-falled. We've had the all coronavirus all the time information and news this week, which has caused many, many things to be postponed, canceled. You know, it's kind of like those snow days, Alan, when you all have probably spending a shorter amount of time telling what was open than things closed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I heard that we're going to have the Farmer Appreciation Dinner closed, canceled Monday night. I know Commissioner Quarles I talked to him. He was wanting to come down and be part of that. And unfortunately, things are, you know, that's probably the best thing we can do is just hold off, cancel. I've got two kids in college. They're going to both be doing them online. I don't think they would be in favor of not having a dormitory next year to go to or building projects in the future. But I think that we, you know, certainly have to do makeshift while we are in this time period.
Sure.
So, you know, if you look back at history a little bit, I think I was looking this morning at the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. And the peak period is what we're trying to keep from happening and extend that curve out some so our medical personnel and our infrastructure can manage if we do get to a point where some of these cases are extreme where they have to have measures taken at hospitals. And so we're trying to extend that curve out and not have a peak period where we can't handle the load of people who may need that. So I like Senator Westerfield said, I would encourage people to be cautious and be very patient and be very understanding that this proactiveness is not easy. You know, this weekend there's no basketball on. That was talked about a lot this week about changes like that. There's going to be, that's a very small change
Sure.
and a very small issue to have to kind of deal with this worldwide pandemic. So we're going to be looking forward to finding ways to move forward after that.
Yeah. But I think, Stan, I think it also speaks to the psychological impact to the people around the state. That's something that's routine and normal for us.
It is.
It's not because basketball, and you're absolutely right, and none of us would make the argument basketball is more important than life and death, but it's part of the everyday routine of things. It's part of what we expect, and when things that central to our routine and are so part of our normalcy get disrupted in an unprecedented way, right, man, it really throws.
And I was seeing a thing on, I guess it was Channel 5 out of Nashville this morning, dealing talking to a psychiatrist, psychologist. I forget which one he was, but he was talking about, you know, we get caught up in these big things. And they were referencing the Tennessee issue with the tornadoes, right, and now we got the coronavirus. You've got the stock market. You've got the, you know, just the whole things, and a lot of those things we just can't control, and we just can't daily change every aspect of that. But we get caught up in what these big things are, and we start letting ourselves suffer because of that. And he was advising people to say, look, what can I do today personally for myself? And what can I do to benefit my security? Can I wash my hands? Can I help the lady down the street who may not be able to go to the grocery store and find food, you know, those kind of things. So let's look at it as a opportunity to try to find ways to benefit ourselves, our mankind, and let the bigger pieces, you know, fall in place, and they will. We'll get through this, but it's just going to take some time.
Absolutely. Representative Dawson, Representative Beckler?
Well, and for my part right there, I think you're hearing from all of us that no one's trying to downplay the seriousness of the virus. But the one thing I would encourage everyone, be careful not to be at the point of instilling panic. Stay away from the social media, things like that. As was mentioned, when we look at our groceries, when you start seeing the shelves slam where they're empty, be careful on this hoarding, because there are other individuals, there's families there that are going to have children home here for the next 3 weeks, and those children are going to be needing food. So not only... Not be in a situation here where you're only looking out for yourself, because you're scared to death of what could happen. The most important thing, follow the same practices as when you're looking at the flu. Don't, if you're sick, if you're feeling under the weather, there's no reason to be in crowds. Wash your hands. I laugh whenever I've watched my wife with the little one at our house, since she's been tall enough to stand on the stool to get to the sink. She has to wash her hands, not just rinse them underneath the water, but soap and water and say her ABCs. And it's led me to do the very same thing whenever I'm doing it. Be precautious. What you're doing. But main thing, like I said, I would hope that the public would be careful on this hoarding of supplies, because there's other people out there that are going to be needing this. And what you may be buying in large amounts, filling two or three carts up, there may be a little one out there that's needing some of that same. So let's take care of everyone.
Absolutely. Representative Beckler, any thoughts on your part there?
I think that Senator Westerfield, Senator Humphrey, and Representative Gossett have pretty much covered it all. You know, we just have to take it day by day, stay calm, hope for warmer weather, warmer, more humid weather that historically has lessened the problems with viruses, from what I can have been able to read and hear from the medical profession, is that they're very hopeful that that'll happen. So on a personal note, I'm hoping for a very warm spring.
On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the state budget, see where we are with that in just a moment here on the Let the Save Update program.